Novel Audio presents The Servant, a simple story about the true essence of leadership. Written by James C. Hunter. Read for you by Tony Pasqualini. Introduction. The world is changing fast. Victor Hugo famously remarked, "There is nothing more powerful than an idea whose time has come." The concepts of servant leadership had been around for a few thousand years prior to gaining some acceptance in American business circles beginning in the early 1970s. The initial 25 years was a period of limited growth in the servant leadership movement. But over the past 15 years, we have witnessed a major shift in leadership thinking and an explosion in interest in servant leadership. As an example, when I did an Amazon.com search for servant leadership in 1998, there were 8 titles listed, the majority of those out of print. That number is now 4,600 and rising quickly. Another example of this shift is in the attitudes of young people today toward those in leadership positions. Young people do not respond well to the old-fashioned command and control style of leadership, evidenced by polls showing nearly 70% of the millennial generation, those born after 1980, who voluntarily terminate their employment, do not quit their organization. They quit their boss. Organizations are learning quickly, many the hard way, that the management styles of the past simply do not inspire and influence to action the new generation of workers. Organizations are learning that developing good managers is no longer good enough, and that they have to change their focus and work on developing great leaders. More about the difference shortly. This phenomenon of change and rebellion against bad leadership is happening not only in the United States. In many other parts of the world, there are huge, unprecedented changes occurring as people are rising up against dictatorial and corrupt leadership, evidenced by uprisings in Russia and Africa, and by the Arab Spring phenomenon in the Middle East. A great example of the servant leadership movement occurring internationally is in the country of Brazil, which is emerging as one of the largest and fastest-growing economies in the world. Brazil is the 5th largest country on Earth, both in population, 193 million, and land size, roughly the size of the continental United States, and ranks 6th in GDP. Brazil possesses tremendous untapped internal natural resources and yet remains a comparatively poor country financially, being hampered by corrupt leadership for centuries. Only relatively recently, 1985, has it come out from under military dictatorship. In 2005, The Servant, renamed O Monge e o Executivo, Portuguese for the monk and the executive, was released in Brazil and has been on the top 10 bestseller list to this day. When I first visited Brazil in 2005, I have now returned more than 20 times to speak on servant leadership, The Servant was selling 60,000 copies per month. For perspective, the number 2 book in Brazil at that time, The Da Vinci Code, was selling fewer than half that number. To date, in Brazil, The Servant has sold roughly 3 million copies, and my second book, On Implementing Servant Leadership, has sold 500,000 copies. These sales numbers in America would put The Servant as one of the top-selling business books ever. And yet these numbers are from Brazil, a relatively poor country ranking 76th in the world in per capita income, and certainly not a country known for buying books. I am not sharing these numbers to boast, but to give evidence of the dramatic change occurring in the world. Believe me, no one has been more surprised than I by its success. I mean, really? Brazil? So, what is the draw? Servant leadership is simple. When lecturing, I often tell my audiences, "You are not going to learn anything new from me today. Everything you need to know about leadership, you already know. It all boils down to one simple little rule you learned a long time ago. And that simple rule is to treat people the way you would want to be treated. The golden rule. You know, be the boss you wish your boss would be. The parent you wish your parent had been."